views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. I'm also your host for The Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief that neutrality can bring. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We love to hear from you so we can make some shift happen. Today I am talking, I don't have a guest on my show today, and part of that is due to the problems with communication that some of you may have been noticing. So the show today, what I really want to talk about is what's going on, like, kind of astrologically and in the collective influence. So a lot of people are really taken down by their daily routine. What I mean is when we wake up in the morning and, like, we're going to a job maybe that we don't like, J-O-B, journey of the broke. So it's important right now when there's, like, the daily routine. I'm going to explain a little bit more and I'll do some shifting around that. But the daily routine that we set up for ourselves, there can be many, many hidden energetic weaknesses in that routine that cause us to sort of drain and run our batteries low of energy. And right now, you know, with the summer holidays, and for this is more for people who are working right now and also retired, but it's people with children I'm getting are hit the hardest because you have to look after the children and they're out of school. And so there's a lack of routine. And so this lack of routine mixed with the planetary retrograde, we have many planets right now that are in retrograde. And one of those is Mercury, which is the about communication. And so with all these retrogrades happening, this doesn't happen very often that you have this many planets. Like it happens every 25,000 years or so. So to have these planets moving in this way, and I'm going to explain a little bit about what the retrograde is, but what I'm saying is the lack of routine plus the retrogrades equals procrastination. And this is deadly for careers right now. So what I'm noticing with a lot of people right now is a lot of my clients, a lot of the people on the calls, et cetera, are being lulled into this false security of, oh, well, it's summer and it's summer holidays and it's really, really easy right now with the lack of routine to also combined with these planets in retrograde is causing people to kind of sabotage themselves. This is not I'm just going to explain what a retrograde is. So and why it even matters, and we can get strong to all of this. This is why I'm talking about it, because there's a lot of talk in the metaphysical community about retrogrades. When Mercury goes in retrograde, everybody gets all freaked out. It's like, for 3 weeks, communications break down. The reason for this is because of the pull of the planets. So a retrograde is actually a really, really good time to be able to recognize what's going on and understand and correct your past because a lot of the energy coming in right now that is causing people to feel unsettled is from a lot of it is coming up like karmas and past what people would call as mistakes. I prefer to call them mistakes. If you're like in a position where you understand that you're co-creating your reality, then if you think about it as picture frames in a movie, those picture frames are like, there's still pictures that are boom, 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 going really, really, really fast. And so that's what, when we're in our daily lives, that's what it's like. We're creating our reality. And so when the collective influence is totally in this position where there's all these retrograde planets, and a retrograde planet gives the impression that a retrograde is when the motion of the planet, it looks like it's going, the planet is going backwards from Earth's perspective. And that's only from Earth's perspective. And it looks like it's going backwards as observed from the Earth. And this illusion is caused by the Earth traveling past a slower moving outer planet. And right now, these slower moving outer planets, Mercury went into retrograde on July 3rd. And today, glory, hallelujah, Mercury is not in retrograde as of tomorrow or today, tonight. And so if you've been having a lot of problems with communications, there's many reasons for that. At this time of year, people who are in upper positions in companies and in businesses, et cetera, tend to take the best holidays. And the best holidays generally are in the summer that you can spend time with your family and your children. So there's a lot of people at the top of businesses and that are not there. And so when Mercury's in retrograde, it's not really a great time to try and connect with people and get things done in that way. But it's not also a time where you want to just not do anything. Like, oh, I can't do anything because Mercury's in retrograde. No, you want to be working on things behind the scenes so that when Mercury goes forward again, and it, you know, recognize that this is just an illusion anyway. When Mercury goes forward again, that pull of that of Mercury, it's a very fast planet. It starts, things are going to start moving again. So people who have been for 3 weeks in retrograde and Mercury having all these communication problems, I found two major issues on my website that we thought that they weren't major. They were just making things not run smoothly. And it was something that we've been tracking for like a year now. And Mercury in retrograde showed me very clearly, oh, this is the issue. And so now it's fixed. So this is a really good time when the planets are in retrograde to go behind the scenes and do the work that, you know, and it's usually the stuff that, you know, that we don't really feel like doing. And so it's really, really easy to procrastinate. The other planet that went into retrograde is Jupiter, and that happened on April 10th. On August 11th, it'll appear to be going forward again. And that Jupiter is the fire. Like that's you know, so you can expect things to pick up again and move forward in careers, etc. But you want to make sure that you have this foundation work done, because when it hits really fast. Because as I said, the lack of daily routine and the retrogrades are lulling people into, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. And procrastination is really when we talk about people having multiple personalities, and we all have those. And so personalities that come up, you know, you may have needed them when you were younger to have the confidence to go to school or to stand up and give that talk or in school or to, you know, all of these things. But what happens is when we're working on towards something like that, there's all these hidden energetic blocks. And one of these right here is this retrograde. So, you know, if you haven't been getting your shift together for your work and for your career, focus on that a little bit this week so that when Jupiter goes forward again, it's like you're ready. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody. So right now, while I'm working on this, while I'm speaking, I'm literally doing energetic shifts at the same time. And so Saturn also went into retrograde on April 30th and will be out on September 18th. Uranus, August 12th, like it will go into retrograde until the end of this year. So Neptune is in retrograde. That was on June 21st, and that doesn't go forward until November 27th. And Pluto is in retrograde since April 24th and doesn't go forward until October 3rd. So these planets, it's very uncommon for this many to be going retrograde at the same time. And the outer planets are the planets that bring up really, really deep issues. And, you know, like I call it the Roto-Rooter of the universe. And when we have this many planets doing, that's why even someone who doesn't believe in astrology or doesn't believe that this has any effect on them, there's enough people in the on the planet that do believe in this, that it affects the entire collective influence. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that retrogrades are not bad. Retrogrades are a good time to recognize where you're at, do some work behind the scenes, chill out a little bit, go deep within yourself, especially with all these planets in retrograde. That's why this is a wonderful opportunity for people to kind of jump off the hamster wheel and get really tuned into themselves and understand, okay, where am I going for the rest of the end of this year? Because remember, this is the 12th year in the Chinese astrological zodiac. And we're moving into the year of the rat in January. And that is going to be a much different energy than the energy of finishing. We're now moving into setting yourself up for the next 12 years. And so this is why I felt it was important to talk about this right now. We have to take a short break, and we have a caller who's been patiently waiting. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny. And we will be right back. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 for energetic shifts or just to ask questions about this. Let's make some shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and I have my co-host with me here today. That's Dr. Pearl. So if you hear a low rumbling in the background, that is just her purring away. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for, you know, she was very ill. She's been very ill for the last 3 weeks, basically. Became very ill the morning of my last radio show, and just been looking after her, but she's enjoying herself, and you can hear her. If you hear a low rumbling in the background here, that's Pearl purring away. And I was just telling Carter that, you know, Kat's purr has a resonance, a hertz of 500 rotations per minute, and that is able to heal the bones. And so that vibration, when a cat lays on you and is purring, they'll quite often go to a place in your body where there's an energetic weakness. And when they sit there and purr, they do help to heal it. So when they shift outside the box and you're annoyed with them, remember that their purr does more than just make them happy. Carter, we have someone who's been patiently waiting to get on the show. Do we have Candace here?
Yep, Candace from Canada. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Candace.
Hello.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Yeah, Dr. Pearl decided to come and purr for you. I don't know if you can
good.
Hear. What can we do for you today?
I'm feeling very emotional, and I'm feeling lots of grief.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just tuning into your energy right now. And so we're going to just get a baseline from you. I like to find out where people are at so that we can kind of track progress here. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out, and 0 being, whatever, I've got this. Where are you on that scale?
Probably a 10.
Yeah, you're 10,000 right now. So what's going, can you share with us a little bit what's going on that put, like, has this, did something happen? Or is this just, because what I'm getting, I pick a card, and I pick the redemption card. And redemption is about all the different states of karma. There's direct karma, which is karma that's directly between, like, say, you and me. You do something, I do something, we have direct karma. There's indirect karma, which is kind of like, you know, your mom and dad fought with my grandma and grandpa, you know, 10 lifetimes ago. And, you know, or, you know, you did this, you know, in a different lifetime, I did that, this kind of energy. And so first and foremost, what I want to explain is karma is not good or bad. Karma is cause and effect. And this is what I get is coming up for a lot of people right now. Right now, I'm hearing from people that I haven't heard from in, you know, 10 years, 5 years, 7 years, clients like coming back. And like they, and usually when I don't hear from clients, I know that that's because they're shifting into better, or they have shifted into better. And a lot of the issues that they're coming back with are kind of like a recycle of what we worked on maybe 5, 7, 10 years ago. They've move forward out of that place, but now what happens is the issues come up again in a different form. And that's what I'm getting is happening to you right now. And so you have what the word that comes up is you're in overwhelm.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about the overwhelm. Just go take a deep breath. And tell me, what is your number one bother? Let's go after the number one weakness, and then the rest fall into place, and they're not quite as challenging.
Nothing works.
Nothing works. Okay. So you have a, you have, what's coming up is your husband working?
No.
No. Are your children
working? I shouldn't say that. No. Well, I guess.
Okay. So do you feel like you're always working?
Most of the time.
And are you getting ahead?
Not really.
You're treading water is what's coming up. So your husband's been ill.
Yes.
Your mom is just started chemotherapy.
Yes.
And you have a child that was born with cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And you've been, how old is he now?
20.
So you've had 20 years of looking after someone who is unable to look after themselves.
Yes.
And that's you've hit that 20-year anniversary is what's coming up. And when was this child born?
September the 3rd.
Yeah. So see, that's my sister's birthday. It's a good day. She's a beautiful person. But your son has problems with communication, and for 20 years, you've been looking after him. And I don't think you're aware of, see, what happens is when, this is what is coming up for a lot of people right now. You have no idea how awesome you are. I looked after my father for 4 years, in and out of the hospital, running around with two children, working a full-time job. My husband was away 2 to 3 weeks at a time, offshore oil. You know, we had, my dad was very ill, paralyzed from head to toe, had to be at the hospital, physio, all of these things, and working full-time and doing all that. And I did that for 4 years. And then we had kind of a run for 7 years where everybody was either sick or dying in my family. And that's how I ended up getting into this work, because I felt that there had to be a better way. And so I'm just strengthening to you to recognizing how awesome you are. 20 years of looking after someone like that is a lot, is a lot. And so we're going to strengthen this for you, that you're awesome. And it's not that you're not working. I'm getting you work a lot, would you say? What is your average day?
12 hours, probably.
Mm-hmm. And how much sleep do you get?
Probably 5 or 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. And are you exhausted at the end of every day?
Yes.
And are you exhausted when you get up in the morning?
Yep.
What's coming up is that you don't really see a way out of being able to live well.
Right.
Right. Okay, so we're going to strengthen this. What I want to do is, because we've got a couple more callers here, but I'm going to, if you just, if can you hang in here for a minute?
Yeah.
I'm going to just explain the different effects. And as I'm talking, I'm energetically shifting this for you and everybody's, because when your daily routine is weak from the moment you wake up, everything goes weak in the day. And the word work, everyone in your house is weak to that word except for you. And this is common for people to be just energetically weak to the word work. And I'm getting you work hard physically. And this is draining you. So we're just going to strengthen you to this, that you're not going to pull this energy from food. You're not going to pull this energy from sleep. You're going to get into the flow. That's the generator. And you're going to allow yourself to reconnect with source energy and recognize how awesome you really are. This planet is a very challenging place to be. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Okay. And only the people, you know, they say God doesn't ever give you more than you can handle. Have you handled everything that you've been handed?
Yes, working on it.
Yeah, and are you handling it perfectly?
Not really.
But would you agree that there's some value to imperfect perfection?
Okay.
See, I'm getting you have very high standards. And people
probably
around you, people do not realize that because your physical environment does not reflect who you are.
Certainly not.
No, not even a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so people are judging you because of a situation they have no idea. Let them look after your son for a week and then they can judge. They won't last an hour.
Right.
Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Plus this deep grief that you have right now is the loss of your son that you didn't grieve over when he was born this way. This was not your fault. And this child is, people will consider this person to be disabled, but, you know, I've communicated with your son through the ethers. And this is the same thing as with autistic children. And so we're just going to strengthen this, that everybody around you starts to recognize who the hell you are. And so that's only going to happen if you you treat yourself with respect. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in a very challenging position, and you've been in a very challenging position for at least 20 years now. And so this is what I'm going to work on through the break. And if you can hang on, then we'll see where you're at when we come back, and we'll take these other callers also. And if you continue to listen to the show, I'm going to continue to work on this daily routine issue so that, you know, you could wake up in the morning and feel some joy about, you know, your day. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in the mood for shifting some major energy here. I'm tired of all this retrograde energy. We'll be back, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll reconnect here with Candace right after this break.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And you can also find me at Tales from the Vector, Be Irresistible, and Energetic Upgrade Canada on social media. I have several things going on, so the best place to reach me is at The Truth is Funny. Everything is on there. I am working with Candace right now. She called in, and she's at 10,000 on the Richter scale. Candace, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to check in with you right now and just see, has your number changed at all?
Yes, probably a 3.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what the correction is, okay? I was connecting you and all the people around you back to source energy. Your number one weakness is you're embarrassed by your physical environment. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to return the embarrassment where it belongs. Okay. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is you're embarrassed for the people around you, because really they're not the most kind people. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. And so if you were in a situation, and I you know, you've been calling into the show, and you know, I've known you for several years here, I have a lot of admiration for you. The embarrassment belongs to the people around you, not to you. So quit being embarrassed for other people. It's okay that you're above average. And I'm strengthening you that when you wake up in the morning, did you know what the best thing is to wake up in the morning? Is to open your eyes and see the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you're still on the planet. And, you know, you don't see, you hear a lot of talk about people going to Mars, but you don't see it happening really, do you? And really, why would you want to go to Mars when you can be here? This is something that I learned very deeply in ceremony, is there's times where people, and a lot of people right now are checking out. There's a lot of people that are, you know, they just don't want to be here anymore. Pets, people, like it's just been phone call after phone call after phone call and texts and emails, like this person's dying, this person had an aneurysm, this person, you know, like, and I have watched this happen over the years. And it's incredible who lives and who does not. And so your son's life has very much value. And so we're just going to strengthen. This is a lack of ability in government, in society, in people in general. This is embarrassing how people are treating you. Like, it's embarrassing. And so we're just going to strengthen you to put the embarrassment where it goes, where it's needed. And you, I'm strengthening to wake up in the morning and to just recognize that this too shall pass. And we're just going to strengthen that for you, that you're going to stay in this place and you're going to inform the universe. You're going to place your order. I want this house in this place, in this, I want my space arranged in this way. And so we're just going to do a little quantum rearrangement. I'm getting that you're missing several opportunities hidden in these challenges because you also are wanting things to go back to normal. But like, really, your normal sucks. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
So why would you want to go back to normal? You don't stand a chance in a society that doesn't care about, you know, what you're going through right now. Where are your neighbors? Where's community? And this is why, this is what people have lost. And so I'm just strengthening you to this. You could be a leader here. You show people how to do it. This is really, you know, we have bank accounts here on planet Earth, you know, and financial institutes, and it's on paper, and it doesn't really even, these days, you don't even have real money half the time. It's just a bunch of paper. And then we also have bank account for our soul and for our spirit. And so, you know, I'm getting your bank account is very full. Pull some of that bank account into this third dimensional plane, and we're just going to strengthen that. You're on your 20-year anniversary on September 3rd, and this is something to rejoice. And the grief is hitting you very hard right now because it does on anniversaries. That's the hidden energetic blocks in a daily routine, because it's very challenging to go through your daily routine when you're grieving the loss of your child, how he was in his perfection and how he is perfectly imperfect now. And so we're just going to strengthen that. That's not an easy thing for any parent to go through. So we're, and this is something to really understand. The people around you are very unaware. Their spiritual and soul bank accounts are, you know, in the minus, in the red. What number are you at?
Probably a 2.
Mm-hmm. So we're just going to strengthen your perception around this. What I want you to do is put yourself in this place where you place your order to the universe, and you don't care how the hell it happens. You just want this. And that's what you're going to focus on. You're going to focus on where you're going. The redemption card, when that gets picked, it means that you're clearing up some very tangled, small karmic things that haven't been cleaned up. And we're going to strengthen you to move on to this new phase of life that you're entering. How does that feel?
Good.
Yeah. And so I have some other callers who've been patiently waiting. So I'm going to take their calls and send a big lots of love out to you. And, you know, just put some strength into your spine. And remember, anytime embarrassment comes up, it does not belong to you.
Thank you, Colette.
Okay. Have an awesome day.
You too.
Okay. Carter, we have another caller here.
Yep, we have Marcus. We have Marcus from Atlanta. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marcus from Atlanta.
Hey, Colette,
I haven't heard from you in a while. How's Atlanta?
It's nice. A lot of rain, but it's
you're getting nice. A lot of rain. We had like in Kelowna here. We had like all of July was kind of rainy and coolish, which is really uncommon here. But it was great gardening weather and rock picking weather. So what can I do for you today?
Well, I saw the topic of your soul lack of daily routine, and I'm thinking I may have a weakness in that area. You know, I've been out of work a couple of years, and I've been trying to do a couple of business ventures, but nothing seems to work out. So now
okay.
I'm getting up a little later than I usually do, and, you know.
Okay. So, you know, we have to take a short break again. Radio time goes by really, really quickly. But what we'll do is I'm going to work on this. I just would like to get a baseline. And can you hang on through the break?
Yes.
Okay. So where are you on that scale? 10 being, oh my God, I'm panicking, and 0 being like, hey, I'm totally neutral.
Well, maybe an 8.
An 8. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break here. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I just want to mention that I will be having a free live talk event on September 21st and also again on September 28th because I have my Layer 3 and Layer 4 call to dance programs that weekend. And I also have on October 19th a Baby Steps program coming up, which you can check out. It should be posted on the website in the next week or so. So we're just going to take a short break. I'm going to work on Marcus and then we'll come right back.
Thank you. impact show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, the Queen of Shift. You have happened upon the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Buzz, buzz. Be irresistible. Become a bee ambassador. Check out borderfreebees.com and you can create a nectar trail in your community. Help the bees out. Just a little shout out for the bees. And we are working with Marcus from Atlanta right now. Marcus, you were at about an 8 and I was working on a few things for you. So you've been unemployed for 2 years now?
Yes.
And what was your, before you were unemployed, what was your daily routine? Were you working a 9-to-5 job or were you working, what were you doing?
Yes, I was working a 9-to-5 job.
And did you enjoy working a 9-to-5 job?
No, I hated it.
So you're getting exactly what you want. You hated it, right?
Yes.
So you didn't want to work a 9-to-5 job, so you're not now, right?
Right.
But when you placed your order, you forgot to place the order for money too.
I know.
So we're just going to strengthen, you can see the humor in it, right? Like if you place your order at a restaurant, it's not that big a deal if, you know, there's peanuts in the product unless you're allergic to them, right? Like if you place the order wrong in a restaurant, they'll bring you a new one. And most people don't die from that unless they're allergic highly to something, right? And so this isn't a death. This isn't a death sentence for you. But 2 years ago, what was your intention? You were you've been doing different businesses and setting things up.
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. You know, I was trying to do some online businesses and I started trading currencies, but nothing seemed to work. You know, I ended up losing all my savings. And
yeah. What's going on for a lot of people, there's all this financial stuff coming up, and this is what I call like the tactics in my Tales from the Vector deck. You can look them up. Edward Snowden identified them for us, but the systems are not, you may have noticed, systems are not always working. Have you noticed this? Yeah. When you were in your online, and so a lot of the software, there's glitches. If you have a website and it changes servers, it'll create glitches in your website. PayPal had to go through a bunch of new rules because of the Canadian government changed this rule, that rule. The banks are doing this and that. So right now, when with all these planets in retrograde, this year feels to me like it's really like a year of finality, you know, like finishing, cutting loose ends, making sure that anything that you are working on, that you continue to work on. And so it's really easy right now to be lulled into this place where nothing's working, like our former, Candace said. And so when people get into this all or nothing, that is the karmic space of pride. And that's when people kind of vacillate between arrogance and confidence. So sometimes the most confident people are the least confident people, and the most arrogant people lack confidence. And not always, but this quite often will come up. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the times that, like, did you take pride in your work?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm getting, even though you hated going there. And when I test it, this is like getting into your daily routine. What came up for you is what I was saying is about that the daily routine, that what's going on for you is basically that you need to start doing, not need to, it would benefit you to do the smallest task from the time you first wake up in the morning until you go to sleep at night with the intention of having immediate and consistent steps of action towards your goals. And so you are already in the process of achieving them. So we want to strengthen this for you and for everyone else who's wanting to get out of the journey of the broke and move into a career. Is that that means that you have to put effort into it every single day. And you put yourself into a state where you already have affirmed that this is where you're going. This is what I'm going to do. This is how it's going to be. And you start behaving as if you are in that space already in your daily routine. And so you need to create some sort of daily routine for yourself as if you're already doing what you want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to get up, and just check on my online things to see what's really going on. You know, like I'm really doing a business.
You're so
really
weak.
Not,
you're so weak to it, though, like because you use the word trying. Trying is not doing. And so this is like the universe. It's like if you went to Starbucks and you ordered a cup of coffee, right? And they spell your name wrong on the cup. Are you going to be upset and have it ruin your entire day? So this is kind of what's happening for you is you're pretending rather than putting yourself into that feeling. Do you understand what I mean? It's like you're a poser.
Yeah.
That's what, like, so
okay.
When you wake up in the morning and you start posing right away instead of actually being in that space. And so this is why instead of setting intentions, I like to affirm, because if you are wishing for something, it means you don't have it. And so it just puts you in the wishing loop of wishing for things that you don't have. And that's what you're doing right now. When you're forcing yourself, you can't turn a negative into a positive. It's impossible. Physically impossible. We have positive and negative charges. And so we just want to strengthen you to that. You're not going to turn this negative situation into a positive one by trying to like pose as if you're already there. What's important is the feeling that you put into it. So what I do when this retrograde energy, if you were listening before, it lulls people into this, oh, well, I'll do it later. But procrastination, those multiple personalities, we all have them. And then it's time to let them go. They're like bored teenagers that we don't need anymore. Like we'll create personalities to get us through school, to get us to study, to do all of these things. So I'm just strengthening for you to let go of all these personalities that helped you when you were failing. And we're going to empower you to create a situation where you're actually in a situation where you are doing, not trying. So we just strengthen it. What number are you at?
Oh, okay. I would say maybe like a 2 now.
So it's kind of like you've given yourself like a sentence of living in the past. And I'm getting like that redemption card that I picked. That's about really working on this stuff. So we're going to make an affirmation for you right now that you already are in the process of doing this work and of the trading in that. What you need to realize is you are not alone in this. People are frustrated right now. The systems aren't working the same. People don't really know, like the Bitcoin and all this other talk. Our actual money systems are failing us in many ways. And so a lot of people are weak to their daily routine because they're driving back and forth to a job that they hate. And so you can put yourself into this place when you really touch into that. Do you prefer having less money and not driving back and forth from 9 to 5 to a job you hate? Would you say your life is better or worse?
I would say in a lot of ways it's better. Some ways it's not, because, like I said, I'm not getting as much money, but as far as peace, you know, and not dealing with traffic and stress of a job and people, it, in that case, is better.
Okay. So, you know, most people, what they do is they go on antidepressants to get through it so that they can work again. And so you've taken the time to be conscious of what you're doing and to prepare your future. And so, you know, one of my cards is Scotoma, and that's about the personalities where you can see something in yourself, but other people can't see it. Or other people can see something in you, but you just can't see it. Or there's a place where everybody can see how brilliant and talented you are, as well as you. And then there's also the place where no one can see it, not even you. And so we want to strengthen all of these for you so that the right person, when I talk about multiple personalities, we usually have at least 10, most of us. And so we're just going to strengthen that you use them in the right place at the right time. So it's kind of like having like a council that you can, you know, you can pull your skills out. And I'm strengthening you to transition of one set of skills to another. Because it's not a good place to be if you have to have a board meeting with yourself to make a decision. So we're just going to strengthen all of these unique qualities that you have. And I'm strengthening this for everybody because we're in the last 2 minutes of the show. That's what happens when I really start shifting energy. So those of you who called in and didn't get on, don't worry. I'm still aware of the fact that you called in, and I'm working on you and everybody listening after. This is really important for people right now because this is an amazing time. And so this is a time when we're given the grace to be able to really go deep into ourselves and really find out who we are. And quite frankly, I have a lot of admiration for you because you're doing what many people want to do and don't have the courage to. That's the solar plexus. We're just going to strengthen that for you. And if you were listening with me talking with Candace, like anyone can be a sheeple. It takes a lot of stamina to be a leader. And so right now we have a new paradigm happening. We have a new way of doing business. We have, you know, all sorts of things happening on the planet. We're more aware because we have the internet. We're very connected. There's so many opportunities. What I'm getting for everybody out there is don't wait for things to go back to normal. This is the new normal. How do you like it, Marcus?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like the shift going on in the world, you know, the changing, the awakening, people starting to wake up. Because, you know, I'm here in the U.S., and it's, you know, we're in political season again. So it's like the games have started.
Yeah, there we go. You know, we're at the end of the show. I want to thank you for calling in. What number are you at?
Oh, zero now. I felt the big deal. So thank you, Colette. I appreciate
that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being a leader. It's not always the easiest, but it's fun. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We've come to the end of the radio show. I want to thank you, Carter, all the people that called in, everybody listening, and thank you, of course, Dr. Pat, for giving all of us this wonderful opportunity. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 a.m. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.